This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge in Florida ordered the appointment of a special master to review documents seized at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. A body has been found in South Memphis, Tennessee, an area that was being used to search for Eliza Fletcher. A future coroner's report will reveal the ID. It's primary day in Massachusetts. Former state representative Jeff Deal will face businessman Chris Doughty. The winner of Tuesday's Massachusetts primary will take on Democrat Attorney General Maura Healey in November and would be the state's first openly gay governor if the Democrat wins. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of Damian Sanderson, 31 years old, was found on the James Smith Cree Nation in Saskatchewan. Rhonda Blackmore with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Miles Sanderson, Damian's brother, may have sustained injury.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of President Trump and his followers. The Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of buying millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea in its ongoing fight in Ukraine. Government officials said Monday that the fact that Russia is turning to the state of North Korea demonstrates that the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages in Ukraine, due in part to export controls and sanctions. The Puget Sound in Washington State was the location of a small plane crash over the weekend.
Rescue efforts are being called off for 9 people still missing after a small plane crash north of Seattle Sunday afternoon. The U.S. Coast Guard reported one woman's body was recovered the day of the crash, but everyone else on board, including a child, remain unaccounted for. The mission will now be a recovery effort covering more than 2,100 nautical miles. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
rates.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And it is going to take a village, ladies and gentlemen. It takes each one of us, all hands on deck, to get this country back on track. It's encouraging when we hear from the pollsters that a majority, a supermajority of Americans agree that we're on the wrong track. I said, that's a good beginning. Now we can have a conversation, perhaps, and come to a proper solution. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, and Andy Pollack joins us. He's the American author, school safety activist, chief public safety officer at Byrna.com, whose daughter Meadow, as you may recall, was killed at the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting of 2018. He's credited with helping to pass the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, and he joins us to talk about the Byrna Shield. It's a common sense solution to a difficult reality. Andy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good to be on with you today.
Well, as the kids are getting back to school, well, I'll tell you, you know, people like yourself, activists like yourself, this is where the sheepdog in all of you comes out, you know, very explicitly and with passion, because we've got to protect our kids lest we have another shooting as we've had, you know, not only in 2018, but, you know, as I go back, Andy, I look back and we've had school shootings since 1700. And you would think the cumulative knowledge that we would have gained with all these shootings since 1700, that we would be a lot better at this.
Well, don't you know what's crazy? What really upset me was this year was that shooting in Texas, Uvalde, and it was 100% avoidable. Texas didn't learn anything. They had a school shooting in 2018 in May, right after my daughter was murdered. There was a shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. And I bring it up because they didn't have a police officer right in the school in Uvalde, and they left doors open. You know, right now, every parent in the country should know there needs to be a single point of entry at every school that a child attends, and they failed in Uvalde, and the police department failed. So it was very hurtful because you would think they, even every law enforcement agent in the country would know you got to go towards the gunfire. Like what happened at my daughter's school, that deputy hid and never went in the building, and five more didn't go in. So, and it happened again in Uvalde, Bill. So you're right. Nothing, you know, a lot of people think everything is fixed, but it's not fixed. But one thing I want to talk about that's positive in the country is parents are getting involved in these school board races, which is amazing. Yes. I did it. We came up short in Florida. We ran a school board race after my daughter was killed, and we lost to the incumbent. But just recently, Governor DeSantis removed four school board people that were in the school board in Broward County. He removed them for lack of duty, for mismanaged funds, for not doing what they were supposed to do. So it's great. And then you see like four or five school board flipped in Florida from this liberal left people that are running them to conservatives. So there are some positive things happening in the country right now.
And not just in Florida, but, you know, we saw it happen in Virginia. We saw it happen in San Francisco, of all places, Andy. So, yes, the people have had it and realized they've got to, you know, come to the forefront. You just cannot rely on the institutions. And I would say one of the things, unfortunately, most of my grandkids are in California or Hawaii. I'm in Florida. But if I was taking my kids to school, or if I was a grandparent of a child in school and near that school, I would think just as a standard deal is I'd go around that school. I'd check doors. I would go checking doors personally. You
100%.
Know, just a real simple.
Leave for a while and then go back and see what's going on at the school. And make sure they have a police officer. You know, Florida, we're fortunate. We got that, like you mentioned, I've got a bill passed right after my daughter was murdered. We got a bill passed. And in that bill, one of the things that was great was there needs to be a police officer in every school per 500 students, one per every 500. And I don't, other states aren't following what Florida's doing.
Now, what about concealed carry in classrooms where, you know, some teachers who have been trained and have concealed carry and they are carrying guns in classroom? What is the status, you know, not only in Florida, but around the country?
Well, in Florida, they're able to, but it depends on the district. You know, the district has to vote for it. And I sat through the classes that the teachers would go through. And that was named, that originally started after one of the coaches that ran into the building. It was the Aaron Feist Guardian Program. And now certain districts are letting teachers go through it, which I think it's great to help. You know, it's like a two-month class. It's not just like a weekend class where they go, okay, here, shoot these targets, and then you can go to the school and you'll be able to carry them. They go through an intense program. They teach them gun retention. They're held to a higher accuracy standard when shooting than the police officers are when they go through the academy. So it's a really good program. Not every district's doing it. I believe in it. I think the first people that are there to respond is going to be a teacher. So if they're willing to train for it and volunteer, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andy. I'm for that because they are, in a sense, I mean, the next line of defense when somebody comes into the classroom and if they're prepared. And the thing is, what people need to understand is that, you know, they're not just handing out guns here like they're IRS agents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These people, just like everybody else, you know, I've not been in another state like Florida where, you know, the training. When you get a concealed carry permit and the training that goes along with it and the availability to train every day, boy, I'll tell you, it is right here in this state. And people who, at least the people that I know, and I don't know if I'm in a constricted circle or not, Andy, but I can tell you, everybody that I know that has a concealed carry, they are the most responsible people when it comes to gun ownership that I've ever been around.
I believe so also, and you know, the way, it's just a shame the way society's going. You need to be able to carry and train and practice. You never know where evil's going to strike. You know, I'm out in Oregon sometimes, and there was just a shooting in a Safeway supermarket. You never know when that's going to show up. So you always should be carrying because you're really the first one there, and we've learned from past experience you can't always count on the police to save you.
Well, exactly, because as a rule, I think police show up on a scene somewhere 15, 19 minutes afterwards. Well, when you're in a situation that's measured by seconds, minutes are too late.
Yep.
Right?
You know, the shooter reloaded five times when he was in my daughter's school shooting the school. Many people, kids and teachers in the school. No one was able to stop him because, one, the deputy didn't go in, and no one was carrying. And he was just, he spent minutes inside the school. And like I said, he could have been stopped numerous times if someone had a carry permit. But he didn't, you know, he just kept reloading and shooting more rounds. I think he shot over 90 rounds inside the school.
Well, we keep making his mistakes. And as you said, Uvalde also was quite an example, an exposure there. And, you know, and I encourage the debate and the conversation because at the end of the day, what's most important? It's those kids. It's those kids that we need to protect. and we need to do everything that we can do. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about your relationship with the Burnish Shield, Andy, and I'm excited to share that with our audience, because I think you've come up with a real winner here to help, you know, serve our kids a long way.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Did you know that another name for India is Hindustan? It literally means place of Hindus. Consequently, Christians in India are often told they don't belong there, and they encounter severe religious persecution. The Tide Ministry is dedicated to expanding God's kingdom into regions that have yet to hear of the gospel, and listeners often write to thank us for sharing the good news. Praise God that people are responding to the gospel message despite the persecution that follows. In areas that have severe persecution, the need for the gospel becomes even greater. People are desperate for hope, and we at the Tide Ministry are committed to pointing them to Jesus as their Savior and a solid foundation to stand on. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry share the good news of Christ in places like India and other regions around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. Our conversation with Andy Pollack continues. He's an American author, school safety activist, chief public safety officer at Byrna.com. As you recall, his daughter Meadow was killed in the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting of 2018. He's credited with helping to pass the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, and he joins us to talk about the Byrna Shield, a common sense solution to a difficult reality. Speaking of a difficult reality, Andy, update our audience. And it's been a couple of years since you and I talked, but update our audience for you. You know, what, how your life you know, from being totally devastated in the loss of your daughter. And here you are, you know, today. And our hearts are still with you and your family for the loss of Meadow. And, you know, walk us through, you know, your journey for these last couple of years. And what has given you hope?
Well, I bounced back and forth between Florida and Oregon. I bought a ranch near my wife is from Northern California. Usually I tell people she's from the state of Jefferson because that's the area she's from. People get right. that live right. around here.
Right.
And, you know, to be near her family, she's got a lot of family that come and visit a lot. Mm. So, but it's tough, you know, your life's never the same. Any parent that goes through a child getting murdered, it's just, you know, that it rips your heart and soul out. And really, you're never the same.
Yeah.
But you have to, you know, I have to do it. I have two other kids, and I work on stuff. I work on this products to prevent school shootings, and I speak, and I encourage parents to get involved locally with their school boards. It's so important if you can't afford a private school, or there's no good charter schools, and you can't homeschool, and you have to go to public school, you have to get involved locally. I didn't know that. I thought my daughter, you know, I lived in one of the safest towns in Florida. That's what it was ranked.
Right.
And, you know, we're not getting involved, not knowing what was going, you know, the shooter, they actually frisked him every morning before he went to school. That's how crazy it was, and none of the parents, no one knew that. I didn't know my daughter's going to a school where they're frisking this kid, and they call him Crazy Boy.
Right.
You know, so parents, I urge them. I go and I speak, and I wrote a book. It's like a handbook, Why Meadow Died. Any parent wants to know the truth of what happened in Parkland, they could pick up my book. It's on Amazon, and they could read it and see. And everyone who reads it, they realize that these policies are going on in a lot of the public schools throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And things you could look for. You know, now I'm with this company. It's called Byrna. It's a publicly traded company. It's BYRNA, Byrna.com. And we do a lot of school safety stuff. We have a lot of less lethal products, too, for people that can't carry or they're scared to carry a real firearm. We have firearms that shoot a tear gas pellet, a pepper ball pellet, or a kinetic solid pellet. And it's very powerful. In a situation where there's a lot of people and someone might be scared to shoot something, you're able to shoot this launcher without killing somebody. So we have that. We have a shield that goes in a child's backpack. It weighs less than a pound, and it makes it bulletproof. You know, up to.
I love this idea. I love the backpack idea. Andy,
it's great, and what's awesome about it is it weighs less than a pound, Bill, and you can put it in. It's not just for kids. Like, you know, look, there's shootings on a subway and a bus. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But it's happening, you know, in a Publix. So you could put it in your computer bag, any backpack, a child's bag. It's like I said, it weighs less than a pound, and at least you have something, you know, to have to protect yourself. It's not the fix-all, but there's no way to fix everything, but I just try and come up with ideas that can make a difference and help in a terrible situation.
Well, in a situation like this, Andy, the experts, safety experts, will tell you that what you're trying to do is buy time, right? And like you said, the backpack's not, you know, it's not 100%, but all you're trying to do is give yourself some time so that you can get distance from the threat, correct?
Yes, and between that, or if you're sitting there, you could turn the backpack around, and at least you could cover your vitals if somebody's shooting in a terrible situation, or even if you're running, it's on your back, it could save your life.
Exactly.
And it's like less than $150 on at Byrna.com. They could use a promo code. I could save them 10%, Andy10. If they go to Byrna.com and use Andy10, they'll save 10%. And they should look at the other products. They have a bad guy repellent for college students or for women or anyone. It's like one of the most powerful repellents out there. And we call it BGR, short for bad guy repellent. And you could spray it and like for 15 15 feet away, and it'll really, it really will knock someone down, and where they'll leave you alone. Or if there, if any situation, you could have these launches that are great. They're accurate for like 60 feet, you know, with tear gas. The law enforcement, they're switching over. Some of them, instead of using a taser, they're using our launches, and they're really accurate, and it keeps the distance. You know, at 60 feet, you could shoot a tear gas pellet instead of being up close. So we're working with law enforcement. We're working on school safety. I have a plan. If they go to burnit.com, parents could read about it, a school safety plan to what to look at your child's school. So I'm keeping busy, Bill, and that's what I have to do. I have a son at Tallahassee who I'm so proud of. He is he has a fellowship. He's in his third year of law school, and he got a fellowship with Governor DeSantis, and he's at the Department of Education for this year. And I have another son who is addicted to the stock market. He's into finance, so they keep me busy. I'm going to be in Dunedin, Florida on the 10th speaking at a school safety summit that we're having.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andy, you gave us some great ideas here, and, you know, for parents to get activated and realize, and when you wonder, you say, okay, what can I do? Well, check out the website at burnit.com and check out what Andy has just shared with us and take advantage of that 10% discount on anything. But if nothing else, it's just the knowledge that you can take back to your community and, you know, get some involved parents. Because it does take a community. We've got to protect, you know, got to protect our kids. And Andy, you were just mentioning that, you know, like, you know, some of the other devices that you have there. Of course, in the news headlines right now is that they found the body of the Memphis heiress, Eliza Fletcher, which was sad. And, you know, you get a lot of women out there, guys as well, that are out there running and, you know, they're running unprotected.
Yeah, you know, go online and order that bad guy repellent from my company. That's not a lot of money, and it could save your life if you're running or you have a college student going to college, a daughter or a son. At least it's something, you know. It's sad that we have to discuss things like this, but it's a reality of what's going on in this country now with the crime, the rising crime, and, you know, and just society out of control in different areas. It's just you need to protect yourself or give your child a fighting chance.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so, again, check it out. Byrna, it's Byrna.com, right?
Yeah, BYRNA.com. And there's a school safety thing that we discuss. And there's these products that they could look at and pick something, you know, use it. You know, what's good about these launchers, too, you could shoot them right in your backyard. You know, it's not loud. It's legal. You don't need concealed carry. So if you live in a state where it's difficult, you could buy one of these and have a tear gas pellet with you. My son, I have a son that carries it. I don't know if I should be telling everyone, but he's always carry it. He loves it. He shoots it at work in the warehouse. They set targets up. And he practices, and God forbid something happens. If someone gets hit with that pellet, they're going to leave you alone.
Well, Andy, the takeaway here is it's all about preparation, isn't it? I mean, we, you know, just like you said, you know, you're going through life, you think everything's okay until you find out it's not. And, you know, the dangers abound. I mean, it is amazing, as you said, the level of crime, how it's exacerbated here in the recent years. We've got to protect ourselves. And the issue of self-responsibility, which is inherent in our U.S. Constitution, we have the right. We have a Second Amendment right for self-protection. And so if we don't exercise that right, it goes back to something we talked about earlier, and that's the silent consent. You can no longer be silent because you do offer your consent by being silent. Andy Pollack has been with us, and make sure you check it out. And Andy, it's Andy 10 is the discount.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I also spoke with Premier Mo of Saskatchewan to highlight that the federal government will be there. The resources necessary right now in this time of crisis.
Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I just want to make sure you have that promo code. We were kind of cut off there as we went into commercials in talking with Andy Pollack. Andy10. Andy10 is the promo code when you go to Byrna.com to get 10% off on any of the products that are offered there. And make sure you download that information that you can take back to your community to, double check to make sure your school is doing everything they can to protect your children. We've got to be all the wiser. As I said, we've been dealing with this since the 1700s. We should be a lot smarter and ahead of the bad guys on this stuff, especially in light of, what's going on with the crime rate across our country today. Kim Jones is back with us, by the way. And Kim is, has co-formed a new organization, ICONS. It's the Independent Council on Women's Sport, to answer the growing need to give women a voice when it comes to sports, because they demand, they deserve, I should say, access to fair competition. Now, the story, as you may recall, is that her daughter is an Ivy League swimmer that competed against Leah Thomas all last season. And, this is something that we all have in our hearts, especially when it comes to competition. And Kim's had she's a great athlete herself. I think she played tennis at Stanford, didn't you, Kim?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So she's all that in a bag of chips when it comes to being an athlete. Okay. So we'll give that to her. So she knows what she's talking about. But, anybody that's participated at any level, I don't care, even if it's just, recess basketball, you want things to be fair. There has to be fair competition, and we know that inherently. And so, Kim addressed it last time. We we're happy to have her back, because I told her, I said, you got to keep us up to date as to what's going on, because this is something that is going to continue to evolve, and we've got to make sure that we're defending the case here for women. And especially, Kim, when you have an administration and a sentiment, particularly in the Democratic Party, which is bizarre to me, is that they don't want to define what a woman is. I mean, just on its very basis right there, there's just something way wrong about that, isn't it, from the start?
Oh, absolutely. We've got to be, if you cannot protect what you can't define, and you can't identify problems in parts of society if you can't define the parts of society that are needing attention.
Well, and here it is, like, you know, we talked about the last time regarding Leah Thomas. I mean, this is an exceptional situation. And for an exception, we're turning the whole idea of competition on its head, which at the end of the day really makes the field unfair and rigged towards people who decide, you know, one day, okay, I'm going to be a woman, I'm a man, but now I feel like a woman, I'm going to jump in a pool, or I'm going to get involved in any other sport, golf, anything that is exclusively women, and be able to compete and raise my hands up like the victor, right?
No, absolutely. And it's interesting. It's much more pervasive than I think our general public is aware. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of ongoing competitors out there that are male that are not receiving the media attention that Leah Thomas did. So, and ironically, you know, the common comment of saying, oh, this is such a small group of society, that's just not relevant. Any person who comes in and disrupts a competition unfairly or puts women at risk should be called out. We should change the rules to protect that. There's no way that we would tell a final of the Olympics in any event for men that, oh, it's just one person that needs to be on steroids to, you know, make themselves more muscular or feel better about themselves. And you should just tolerate this this unfairness in your event. It, just get over
exactly.
it. Women should not be told to stand by and allow a male unfairly to displace them when they absolutely have a right to find their own physical limits and celebrate the true champion and the true victor of a competition.
Well, and there's a lot involved before we get to the podium where the awards are handed out. The investment of these women, these young girls, I mean, they start out in an early age. And they're working on, you know, on their skills, their athleticism in order to get, you know, college awards. It could be, you know, educational awards and other things, participation in Olympics. I mean, just take it on, which is, you know, at that point you're talking, you know, you talk about a small percentage. But still, nonetheless,
yeah,
I mean, these are, yeah. But go ahead and unfold that a little bit more for us, Kim. Go ahead.
Sure. I mean, we absolutely know there's evidence, not just evidence, but there is ample recording of performance differences between males and females and our biological and physiological differences that begin at conception. And there's two developmental paths for men and women, male and female. There's no reboot. There's no redo. There's no undo. So women and girls absolutely deserve all the advantages that come with participation in sports from the grassroots level, from age 5, 6, 7. And we know that the performance differences exist, and women need a chance. Young girls need a chance to develop the confidence, the physical understanding of their bodies, and feel capable and worthy. And it doesn't matter, as you said, whether it's just to getting a participation spot on a young person's team, you know, selected to a varsity or a junior varsity spot, a chance to compete at a high school championship or win a high school medal. All of those are valid experiences that help to develop the confidence and full personality of a young person. And their development path in life. Of course, we love to celebrate the elite champions in sport, and both men and women should have a chance to see, you know, what humanity is capable of, what our limits are, regardless of sex. But even a master's level woman who decides, you know, at age 50 or 60, hey, I'm passionate about this sport and I want to see what I can do. They deserve access to fair competition. No one should be coming in and taking an opportunity for them to feel like the hard work and perseverance that they have put in to their passion isn't as valid as it is for a male.
Yeah, and that's the key here. I mean, we're looking for that which is valid and acceptable. You know, people are not, you know, I mean, for Leah Thomas, I mean, they're not going to accept that. You know, yeah, she could win something, but it's not accepted because people inherently understand that it's not fair.
Right.
And,
this is right? male competing against women. It is not fair. And it is absolutely tragic that we have women and young girls entering pools across the country now with record boards that have a male name on both the men's and the women's side. There's nothing in a male body that a female body can aspire to. No woman can aspire to be Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas is male. And women deserve, and young girls deserve, to have a name up there that says, hey, I want to go take that down. That can be me. I think it's a sign of respect. It's a sign of honor. And we have just stripped women of those honors in all of those facilities across the Ivy League. And, you know, at the University of Akron, where the Zippy invite happened, it's really unfortunate. We need to change it.
Well, and you talk about the pervasiveness of this. Certainly people know about Leah Thomas or heard of her. But you say this is throughout.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is going on. I have, as my daughter was competing against Leah, and I was receiving phone calls from friends in Minnesota who are dealing with this in ice hockey, in California with high school girls that are competing against 6'5" males in volleyball, in track and field, in soccer, rowing, hockey, not ice hockey, field hockey as well, in wrestling. I mean, this is happening all across the country. This golf is unbelievable right now, the percentage of males competing against women. Mm. It's very pervasive, and the stories aren't being told because the media is not picking up on them. Obviously,
exactly. Kim, I want to give you some more time. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, stay with us. We got more from Kim Jones after this. Stay with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Kim Jones. It's a mother's journey through the upside down world of college sports, and what we're finding out, it's much more pervasive than college sports and much more than what we heard about in terms of even her own daughter swimming against Leah Thomas all last season. Kim herself is a former Stanford All-American tennis player representing the U.S. at the World University Games. She has co-founded an organization called Independent Counsel on Women's Sports to make sure that women's voices are heard and that there is a level playing field, that there's a fair competitive playing field. And who would have thought, Kim Jones, in 2022 that we would be arguing and debating, to me, such an academic question? But like you said, this is much more than Leah Thomas. We're going to talk about Title IX in just a moment, but and what the Joe Biden administration is doing with that. But again, I want our audience to understand that this is larger than Leah Thomas. I mean, that this is pervasive throughout college-level competition, and now an increasing number of high schools have opened the door to this as well, right?
Yes. Well, it's not pervasive in college-level sports yet, but there's a lot of participation of male athletes in women's and girls' sports below the college level. There are Division II and III athletes. We've seen CC Telfer win a Division III NCAA title in track and field. There's a male volleyball player that's playing. It's Division II or Division III. There are several athletes that are coming up through the ranks that will be eligible for women's competition in the NCAA in the coming years. It is pervasive. It's also, as we've recently seen, you know, in the LPGA Tour, there is a male vying for a position there. Caitlin Jenner just recently came out in support of saying, oh, it's level here. It is not. there's no way to make it fair. And power is relevant, and touch, and our different bodies. There's a reason why male PGA Tour players start from a different place than the LPGA Tour players. It's very pervasive across society, but it's also in the master's level. So with older women who are trying to compete fairly, they're being stripped of an opportunity to validate their efforts as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say you're getting phone calls across the country. You had, 12-year-olds competing in soccer? I mean, this is amazing. You've got boys competing against 12-year-old girls in soccer. I mean, how is that fair?
It's not fair at all, and there's absolutely no way to make it fair. And there's a lot of people who will push back and say, oh, you know, women can beat men and girls can beat boys. And that's true. There are some women that can beat some men, and there are girls that can beat some boys. But what we have to talk about here is match-level competition. So when you take the very best of a young girl, or you take the top five girls in your school or in your district or in your state to give them an opportunity to participate on a team, they are going to be beaten out by less skillful, less athletic, less capable boys simply because of the difference in our biology and physiology. And for every single time that happens, we are excluding a young woman or girl or a woman from a chance to participate in sports. And that is what is supposed to be protected by having a woman's category, to give that young girl, young woman or woman a chance to play.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like you say, I mean, Billie Jean King could beat Bobby Riggs in a celebrity, you know, spectacle, but I don't think she'd fare.
He's number one in the world, and he was 55.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I'm saying is that if she went against a Federer or John McEnroe, different story, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've even heard Serena say she would lose 6-0, 6-0 to the top men in about 5 or 6 minutes. It's a different game.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's talk about the Biden administration and what they're trying to do with Title IX. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Sure. Okay, so Title IX was passed as legislation in 1972. We celebrated the 50th anniversary of it this year. It is the federal law that protects women from sex-based discrimination in education in the United States. The Biden administration used this 50th anniversary to unilaterally rewrite Title IX, removing sex-based protections for women and girls. That's K through college. We're in a 60-day comment period right now. There are 6 days left, and there have been 146,000 comments. We need a million. And if you go to our website at iconswomen.com, you can find an easy link with directions on how to submit a comment. So I encourage anyone who wants to do that. But this rewriting equates gender identity with sex. And the damage of that is going to be throughout, the damage that will do is going to affect all women and girls through all levels of education. It will affect scholarships, locker rooms, classes, awards, athletics, locker rooms, living spaces, including dorms. If you're any school that accepts federal funding will have to recognize a gender identity as valid to a sex. Now, the Biden administration said they were holding athletics or sports regulations aside, carving that out, but they left the word athletics intentionally in the preamble. So we fully expect that what they're talking about dealing with at a later date are granular level rules about when, say, a governing body of sport would have authority over a regulation, or when the NCAA could step in. At what levels do you have to include male athletes in female sports? But regardless, what this law now, as written, it allows for no sex segregation in educational facilities. That would mean rape crisis centers. That would mean any kind of locker room for athletic facilities across a campus. It's really a brutal rewriting with no legislative support.
And here we are already, Kim, we just talked with an expert yesterday about, you know, the false accusations happening on campuses, where predominantly, I mean, it happens more often where women are saying that they've been, you know, attacked and abused sexually than men, but it happens, with men and women. And, and we've got a lot of false reports going out there. So now in the mix of that, we are going to really, we're bringing into the, into the pool here, if I might say, an added element here that we can't even control where we're at right now, much less, you know, hey, let me send you a couple more balls to juggle at the same time.
No, and one of the really frightening things about this rewriting is that it is going to criminalize language. So I've heard you refer to Leah as she, but if you think about how important language is in communicating a message and in communicating reality, a woman needs to be able to identify a man in many areas, but certainly in a locker room or in a situation where she's feeling abused or threatened, they need to be able to understand that man is, you need to be able to identify that man as a male, as he, in your language. And if a woman is sexually harassed or even raped on campus, they need to be able to say, he did this. And it's the same.
Yes.
It's this, if we are in a situation with the rewriting of Title IX where gender identity is considered such a protected characteristic, that a woman who identifies a man as a male or he or anyone, even if it's another man trying to help prevent, you know, an awful situation for a young woman, they need to be able to identify someone's sex and accurately describe what's happening. To consider that akin to sexual harassment puts that puts women at an enormous disadvantage in being able to explain the situation. There's a man in the locker room. There's a male in the locker room. There are male genitals in my dorm room. You know, this is not someone you can say, this is a woman. So the Biden administration is really cutting all of us off at the knees in being able to accurately describe what we're dealing with and have rational discussions about how to solve it.
Exactly. And you're exactly right. And I get trapped up sometimes, you know, admittedly, in terms of, you know, pronoun sensitivity. I'm not here to hurt somebody's feelings.
No,
but,
right.
But I want to be able to communicate with people in such a way of, you know, and even when I refer to Leah Thomas as she, I don't want to be, you know, sarcastic and go he, she or whatever. That's not the point. I mean, the point here is we're trying to, you know, talk about this without tripping over pronouns and things that would block communication. So,
right.
Your point's well taken is what I'm saying. Go.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
it does get in the way.
It does. And it's something we're at risk of. I try to clarify when I go out to speak on these issues that I'm going to use sex-based language because it's the only way for women to be able to communicate the effects of what's happening. When I first started talking about Leanne, if you say she can't swim with a woman, you sound mean. Like, why would you be a woman?
Yes, right.
It sounds terrible. And if I say he can't swim with the women, it's clear. People are like, well, of course he can't. So just the choice of language is important for us.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the way this is going, Kim, I mean, you could see a competition where there could be five men in the pool. In, you know, covering five lanes, right?
But one is too many. One unfair competitor diminishes and humiliates and disrespects all of the hard work that the women have put in to get where they are, no matter what level that is.
Kim, 10 seconds left. Where can they go for more information?
Iconswomen.com. Please come join us.
Kim Jones has been our guest. Kim, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you, you too.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?